Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 16. This series is entitled, Missing the Holy Spirit. And it logically follows the first one, Missing Jesus. So we're going to take the scriptures that we used last time, where we saw Jesus Christ. We're going to have the same scriptures, at least tonight. And we'll see the Holy Spirit. Matthew 16, verse 13 through 17. And again, we've covered this. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias or Elijah or Elisha, what have you. And others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said, "Yeah, that's great, but who do you say that I am?" In verse 15, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, or son of Jonah." Heard of a bar mitzvah? The bar means son. Mitzvah means law. Bar mitzvah means son of the law. In this case, Simon, son of Jonah. "For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And Father which is in heaven, help us to understand the scriptures tonight. Please give us understanding." And as I pray many, many times, "Sir, we would see Jesus." So we went over this. They had this big discussion, what have you. But Simon Peter's insight, again, Jesus had not until this time mentioned that he was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, hadn't mentioned it. Certainly was, but he didn't talk about it. And after this, Jesus began to tell, "Hey, oh, and by the way, I'm the Lamb of God. I'm going to be crucified." And we know all of this. We studied all of that. But they didn't understand and they missed Jesus. Well, today we're studying missing the Holy Spirit. It was the Spirit of God that gave understanding to Peter. And he knew in a flash who Jesus really was. Thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the one that the Spirit of God came from heaven and rested upon. You can read Matthew chapter 3, I think it is. You can read of John the Baptist, his ministry. Jacob's ladder was a sign when the Spirit of God came down and rested upon him. And John said, when you see the Spirit fall upon him and remain, that's the Messiah. That's the one. John understood. But his disciples, Jesus' disciples, they didn't get it. But that flash of insight, it says, "But my Father, which is in heaven, revealed it unto you." And Jesus is obviously correct, and he's God. He would not say something wrong, but I want to add understanding to that. It was the Spirit of God that gave Peter his newfound understanding. And no, I'm not contradicting. As we go through it, we'll understand. Luke chapter 13, don't have to, I apologize. Luke chapter 11, verse 13, you don't have to turn to it. If ye then, Jesus said, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? A preacher stands hopefully behind the sacred desk after he's knelt, maybe even under the pew or something, for hours preparing. But he stands behind the sacred desk, hopefully begging for the Spirit of God to take what he's got and to somehow do something in the hearts to get the message across that the people would see Jesus. That as John the Baptist said, the preacher would decrease so that Christ would increase. And it's not by earthly wisdom. A true man of God begs, Lord, somehow get into the hearts, get into the minds. It's the Spirit of God that we crave would help us to preach, that we crave, Lord, please somehow use us, anoint us, somehow empower us to teach and to preach so that the people would be benefited. Or if preaching to sinners, that they'd be convicted of their sin. But the Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Now, it's interesting to understand here. There are many places in the Bible you can find references to the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in one God, but he's in three persons. Do I understand it? No, but I believe it, and we find it here. We find the doctrine of the Trinity shown to us, for example, when Jesus was baptized. Jesus was in the water. The Spirit of God came like a dove from heaven. And the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, this is my beloved Son. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. One God. One God. And I can teach on the Trinity. You can talk about perfect love. You can talk about perfect unity. Number of things you could say, but we find here in this passage, you've got the Son talking about the Father and the evidence of the Holy Spirit giving insight to Peter, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And if we'll ask the Father, he'll give the Holy Spirit to us. Luke chapter 24, we went over this as well. Verse 13 through 16, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, 7.5 miles, we said. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. Obviously, this is during the time of the crucifixion and resurrection, would have you. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Again, the risen Christ fell in step with these two disciples. But it says that their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Jesus, they knew intimately, risen from the dead, talks with them, walks there a few miles, an hour or so, however long it was, but they didn't know who it was. And we went over this. But verse 25 through 27, it says, and then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures concerning himself. And we talked about that. But I want to say that again. He took the scriptures and taught and preached about himself. From the Old Testament, these are the things that would happen to Jesus and did. Because again, he had been crucified and risen. In verse 30, and it says, and it came to pass that as he sat at meat, or sat down to supper with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Oh, and he vanished out of their sight. And we talked about this. They spent several hours with Jesus, didn't recognize him. And finally, they understood, their eyes were open, they knew him, and poof, Jesus went away. But their testimony in verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scriptures? The Holy Spirit bore witness to Christ's expounding of the scriptures, and he talked about himself. Again, the message of the Bible is Jesus Christ, beginning at Genesis, the fall of man, going all the way to Revelation, when we eat of the fruit of the tree of life by that river. All from beginning to end, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. That's the subject of the Bible. And the message of Calvary is on practically every page. Everywhere you look, you'll find Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And as Jesus preaches the cross, preaches the resurrection, preaches all of these things, all of these hours, these two disciples said, hey, all of these hours when he was talking about the scriptures, showing them, showing us what it was, what the understanding was, our heart was burning within us. The Spirit of God was touching their hearts, bearing witness of the truth of the scriptures, bearing witness of the truth of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God, that's one of the things that he does, is touch the heart. You understand? That's what the Holy Spirit was given for on the day of Pentecost. Luke chapter 11, verse 13, that the Father would give the Holy Spirit to him that asks. It's so that we would be able to do as Jesus did, to open the scriptures and to preach Christ. There's a lot of foolishness in the church today, or in the so-called church today. A lot of nonsense on TV, what have you. A lot of people talking about the Holy Spirit, talking about the anointing, writing books about the anointing. They don't have the first clue about the anointing because they do not preach Christ. They do not preach the resurrection. They don't preach the doctrines of the faith. They preach, hey, if you give your money to me, you'll get rich. That's not it. And I don't care who says what. If you feel something when you're sitting on the couch, it ain't the Holy Spirit. It's a lying spirit. But the Holy Spirit, I'll say it again, bore witness to Christ's expounding of the scriptures. The Holy Spirit works with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit works with the Bible. For the Bible alone is the only body of revealed truth. The Quran is a book of lies. The Gita, junk. Any holy book isn't. There's no truth in any of these other books or any of the religions of the world. The Bible alone is truth, testifies of truth. The Bible alone will tell you of Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. And again, the Holy Spirit works with the Word of God as it's faithfully preached and taught and read and believed. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. It's just this one verse, you don't have to turn. But the anointing, we'll explain that in a second, the anointing which you have received of Him, or from Him, from Christ, abideth in you, or lives in you, and stays with you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. The anointing, or the presence of God, the smearing on of the oil of the Spirit. And there's a lot I can teach there. But we receive the touch of God, the hand of God, the touch of the Holy Spirit from Christ. But the anointing which you have received of Him. And the passage closes out, ye shall abide in Him. Again, it's about Christ. It's about Jesus Christ. The Word of God is about Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is about Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will always lead you to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of nonsense on TV. A lot of nonsense. They talk about gold dust and who knows what. I don't watch that stuff. They don't preach. Take up your cross and deny yourself and follow after me. But we know that to be the gospel. And the Holy Spirit will bear witness of the truth. And it says, and it's not a lie. Amen. You see something, you hear something that preaches another Jesus, another gospel, and has another spirit, Paul said, run from it. As pastor says, this is not a game. There's one way to heaven. We're talking, I say talking, it was a Facebook thread today, this afternoon, about the latter rain and Sharon Orphanage and what have you. That whole thing's a big study. Where most of the things that you see on television came from. But they got off. They were all into, oh, we can lay hands and we can prophesy and we can do, but they did not preach humility and submission to authority. They didn't preach truth. They didn't preach humility and what have you. They acted out of pride. Jesus wants you to be a disciple. And the Holy Spirit who testifies of Jesus and lives in your heart, testifying of Jesus, will call you to be a disciple. And again, the things on TV, they're not right. Ephesians chapter 4, you know this passage. And he gave some apostles and some prophets in verse 11 and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why did God give the fourfold ministry? Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. Not so that they could fly around in the most expensive jet. You know, Paul went from town to town with nothing. Was stoned. He counted how many times. Shipwrecked. What have you? He didn't preach himself. He didn't care about himself. He cared about those he was ministering to. He cared about the lost. Hence his missionary journeys. They would drag him out, stone him, leave him for dead, and he'd get up and walk and kind of hobble back in and continue to preach. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the, it says ministry, but the word ministry means service. The minister is a servant, not the guy on top, but the guy that willingly goes on the bottom. For the edifying of the strengthening and building up of the body of Christ. And it's a long work, preaching and teaching, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then it seems like Paul is prophesying of the 21st century. That we be henceforth no more like children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We need the truth. We need the true gospel. And most miss the Holy Spirit. Most see flash and flesh and light shows and fog machines. I can go on. They see something else, but they miss Jesus and they miss the Holy Spirit. Because again, the Holy Spirit, as He rests upon the preacher, is not for him to look good, but it's for you to grow and for you to see Christ and for you to be a disciple. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law, to the word of God, and to the testimony, the counsel of Scripture. If they speak not according to this word, they don't faithfully preach the Bible. It's because there is no light in them. Turn the TV off. Put down your smartphone, get off Facebook. Open the Bible and read it faithfully, and you'll begin to see Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God will testify of Him in your heart. More prophesying. Again, it's not a game, as Pastor said. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove. Hey man, you're doing wrong. Rebuke. You're doing so wrong, we might even throw you out of church so you learn your lesson. And Paul did that. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and I want to say it has come, when they will not endure sound doctrine. Well, we'd rather hear, have your best life today. Who wants to hear, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me? Who wants to hear, you'll lose all your friends? Nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear that if you put money in the bucket or call and give your credit card on TV, you get a hundredfold return. You don't know anybody that's ever gotten a hundredfold return, except the guy on the other side of the camera. He gets thousandfold returns. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. It's vitally important that we faithfully preach the cross and the resurrection and sanctification and you name it, pick a Bible doctrine. It's vitally important that we preach the truth, because there's so much out there that's false. And people believe lies and they end up in hell. God calls men and appoints them to teach us. But God's choices are going to preach the Word of God. as good Bereans, we're to test what is preached. See something on TV? Fine. Turn it off. After he's done, I guess, find in the Bible where it's said. And if he taught you a lie, don't ever turn him back on again. But I know that few are going to heed my words. I know it. We're to be good Bereans and to test everything that we hear taught and preached. We're to judge sermons by the scriptures. God will anoint and empower His ministers by His Spirit. And then He'll empower us to walk accordingly. We established in the Missing Jesus series that we find Christ in God's Word, the Bible. Likewise, the Holy Spirit speaks according to the Bible and will not color outside its lines. Heavenly Father, please help us. I know we preach hard. I know it. I know we're dogmatic. I know it. I know it. But there's the goodness of God that so many miss out on. They're too busy having their best life now. And there's a severity of God and judgment that won't be escaped. Please help us. Please help us to follow Jesus Christ faithfully with a whole heart. And please empower us by the Spirit to teach and preach of Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.